What's going on, guys? Eric Black here, Parker Miner over there. We're all hanging out here on Rockcast. Thanks for joining us again this week. We've got a wonderful guest on the show. I know last week we kind of took a break from that. We needed some help mentally, so we just took a break from doing an interview.
Yes.
And we are back this week with a wonderful, spectacular guest that likes to go by the name of Nick Rees. Now, he likes to go by that name because that is his name.
Right.
So I guess that would make sense that he would. I don't know. Nick, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, you know what? It's our pleasure. We're just happy you're here because it gets lonely. It gets lonely on this side.
Yeah,
we just appreciate you hanging out with us. Now, rumor has it, Nick, that you are in a delightful band that we like to call Joyous Wolf. Is this accurate or is this fake news?
Total fake news. I'm actually a member of a Triumph tribute band called Disturbance. And
oh.
Yes. No, I'm in Joyous Wolf. I sing in that band.
His side project is Tenacious Rees.
Yes.
Dig it. Quick question. Have you ever been in the moment on stage and you get a big old mouthful of hair?
All the time.
Yeah.
I guess there are about a million pictures of me just getting my munch on my my dangles here.
That seems like a lot.
How does that affect the vocals?
It doesn't really, actually. I mean, sometimes I don't even know until like after like the song's over and there's that brief lull. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay.
I thought that song
I just kind of go whoop. Yeah.
It's just a good snack for during the show, man. You know, it's just a to-go box. Yeah. It's not a big deal.
A lot of protein.
Yeah. I used to put stuff in my hair, like snacks and things. So if I whipped it just right, it would land in my mouth. Now I do it in my beard as well. So I can just kind of.
You just hide snacks in there.
It's like. Yeah. Yeah.
last week, he found a gummy that probably been in there since 1997.
It was weird. And it came out just fine. It was like, it was ready to be done with my beard. So. It is what it is. I might have
just kind of birthed out.
It did.
There you go. There's the title for this: Beard Snacks with Nick Rees.
There you go.
Yes.
Your new podcast.
I'm digging that.
Got it. It's going to be great. Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about Joyous Wolf. First of all, Joyous Wolf. Were you raised by wolves and one of those wolves was actually really happy and then you decided to create some sort of musical situation around it, or what happened?
You see, that's like the funny like version that we always talk about is like, you know, we could have like some dramatic thing. Like, oh, we were in the woods and we just saw this like wolf, man, and it like smiled. We're like, dude, that's like a joyous wolf, you know? And then we're like, you know, we actually made our name on bandnamegenerator.com.
Yes.
Like, nice.
Two or three days before our first show, and we're like, we did it, like, dude, it was cranking out all these terrible names. Like, it's still on there. If you go on that website, you just use it, like, it gives you the worst names. Like, you know, like, we got like Intense Resentment and like Global Death and you know, all hilarious names like that. And then we got like Joyous Wolves, and we're like, wolf is better, right. Whatever, we'll change it later. And then we never did. Yeah. And then we started like being on like festivals with like our stupid name being with like Tool and stuff. We were like, well, it's too late to go back now.
Yeah.
We'll just have to rock harder. That's just how it's gonna have to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. People tell me now, like, oh, I love the name. And I'm like, really? Cool. Whatever.
Dude, actually, dude, it is. It's not bad, man. When I first saw it, I was like, okay, that's interesting. I had no idea what to expect. And actually the first song I heard, it was the music video, and it was for your cover of you know, the Mississippi Queen cover, and I was just like, all right, I can dig this is cool. And then from then on, Joyous Wolf was never a problem for me. I embraced it.
Yeah.
And I actually made a little poster about it with me, and it's all me painted in Joyous Wolf. I was naked Ooh. In it, but it's not weird. It's fine.
I think I was there. I think I saw that.
You were. It was. Y'all don't remember doing it, but I was actually filming.
You told
it.
Me you needed help getting your taint, so I was like, you know, getting up in there.
You got to. You have to. You just have to.
I can't miss a spot.
It's not really a one person situation, so you know how it goes.
It takes two to tango, man.
It does. Right. I've tried it with just me, and it's weird. I got kicked out of Walmart. It was a weird situation, but.
Well, that's why he has me around. I have to give him the extra hand every once in a while. So it is what it is.
Well, that's how this show should go. So you guys are out of, are you still in Orange County over there, or did you move across?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we are definitely still here in the OC. Last time I checked.
Nice. Nice.
Southern California.
Yeah.
SoCal. You
know, home of the weird.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that happens. I lived there for 2 years and I was like, I'm good. I'm out.
It is, you know, yeah. People here either are really awesome or awful.
Yeah.
So
that's accurate. I was in the entertainment industry while I was down there.
So you met everyone.
There's that. Yeah. And I was like, okay, that's not.
Did you meet any momagers? Those are always my favorites.
Oh, momagers. I think those are probably, I would say the top of the, well, I don't know, man.
I like to refer to them as music industry Karens.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
That's accurate.
Yeah.
Completely accurate.
That's good. Music industry Karens. Man, I know a lot of those people. Holy cow. Good Lord. Ugh. Wow. Ugh. Well, let's talk a little bit about that cover then. Mississippi Queen, what made you guys pick this wonderful tune?
It was just like, we didn't want to do something that seemed divisive, I guess. Like, you know, we had to do a cover to like get our record released pretty much. It was like, you got to do this. And we're like, okay. So we picked a song that we liked and we kind of all, it was always kind of there. We always like played that song and we're like, well, I want to do Mountain. Let's do Mississippi Queen. And we're like, okay. And we did it. And we just kind of went, tracked it, and rest is history, I guess. Like, I think our only goal was like, okay, let's just make sure this doesn't suck. And
yeah, it definitely doesn't suck, man. It's really good. I know you've probably heard it 100 times, but the music video too, man. It's, I feel the energy. And I was telling Eric that, I don't know if you've ever, if you've probably played with these guys, I'm sure before, but Blackstone Cherry out of Kentucky, you kind of have a.
You did, yeah. We've met them before, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of have like a, this is a compliment, you kind of have a Chris Robertson type voice mixture. I don't know if you've heard this, but I even heard a little, weirdly enough, Miles Kennedy, which is a compliment. Ooh. Because, man, Miles, I mean,
both of those dudes are.
Yeah, man. That's like a perfect mix. So I thought that was cool. And your energy on stage and even on
that music video is like a drop in the ocean for like what I do actually live. Like, they're like, you know, there's little points like, okay, Nick, you need to tone it down. Like, just give them just enough, and I'm like, okay,
all right.
So I'll just keep it to the front flip. Won't bother with the back flips and the, you know, the crazy one-offs and stuff. So, I don't know. I just like to party when I play. I like to,
Man.
I like to dance. I hate people standing around, so I'm like, okay, maybe I can just milk this monkey see, monkey do thing to like the extreme, and hopefully one day when people go to our concerts, I hope to see. People dancing, because that's what I want. I just want to make dancing synonymous with rock and roll music again.
Yes. And that's my goal. And that's the weird thing too, is like, there's no live music at all, and it's probably not going to happen. It's definitely not going to happen until at least next year.
Yeah, I think spring of next year we'll start to see.
Now, you guys were set to go on a tour. Did you get into any of that at all before COVID hit?
No. We were doing preparation shows. We were playing with some one-offs like here in SoCal. It's actually great because it was like the first time like we ever like filled clubs here by ourselves, and it was like, oh cool. It was just like, you know, because we've been busting our asses for the last three four years, you know. So I think there was just really us finally seeing, you know, getting to reap the benefits, because it's like, oh, it's a Joyous Wolf show, let's see what happens. And we filled the clubs and we're like, oh wow, what a great feeling this is, you know.
Yeah,
walking out with a little bit of dough and just feeling like we'd won, you know. It was, and it was good, you know. And of course, thing, we were going to go on this spring tour with Pop Evil and a bunch of these other young rock bands. It was looking to be so much fun, you know, because I know some of these dudes like Justin from Broken Love, and you know, and I was looking forward to just hanging out, you know, and having a good time. And then we were going to go do our first European run, European festivals. We were going to do Download, Grass Pop, Hellfest. You name it, we were probably on it, you know.
Yep.
And we were going to go do that and plus a bunch of touring over there. And so that got completely derailed, which I think broke our hearts for a good good couple of months. And you know, now we're over it. We've made peace with it. And the thing is, now we've been announced and we're back on the all those next year.
Nice. No, that's good.
Yeah. That's good.
Was that something
to look forward to? Something to hold on to?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt, man. Was that a process that you had to fight for, or were they pretty easy on saying, no, we'll just roll it over to next year?
No, I think it was like a very much a thing of like all the festivals are like, yeah, we want to have everyone back again, you know.
That's cool.
You know, because it's just one of those things. It's like, it's no one's fault, but the universe is so, I think everyone just, you know, gets, let's just bring it back and let's just do it. Yeah,
super easy.
And that was really great, you know, great for us, you know, for
well deserved.
Super easy for the promoter. Copy, paste, done. Good job.
Exactly. Done. Yeah.
That's amazing. Rock and roll. So you guys are on Roadrunner right now, right?
Yeah, we've been on Roadrunner now for 2.5 years.
2018 was when you got on there.
Yeah.
All right. So we're talking about, now this is one of the bigger labels, in my opinion. I love Roadrunner, first of all. But
yeah.
Not a plug. Okay, well, it is kind of a plug, but I actually do. I love them.
I probably have to at some point anyway. So yeah. Roadrunner Records, established 1980, known for metal artists such as Slipknot, and also alternative artists like Young the Giant. Having a crazy section of music, it will bring you happy feelings.
Oh.
Roadrunner Records, TM.
Oh.
DDS, PhD.
That's special.
Okay.
That right. section of the show is brought to you by Roadrunner Records.
Yes.
Have we said it? Have we said Roadrunner?
That sponsor is brought to you.
Have we said that enough? Have we said Roadrunner? We can say it more. Roadrunner.
Roadrunner.
Hey, Nick, what label are you guys on right now?
Roadrunner Records.
Oh, well, that's me and Eric have actually been a fan of them probably since early 2000s when we got into radio.
Are you guys saying that you're fans?
Oh, yeah.
Of Roadrunner
Records? Yeah, fans of Roadrunner Records. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of it?
You were at.
Oh well. anywho,
you're asking.
Now, have you guys been doing any of this? I know a lot of bands are in the mix now of doing live streams. Have you guys partaked in any of this? Partake?
We are currently going to be doing that. We're doing this thing for BethesdaCon. Or, you know, which is the Bethesda, the company that made Skyrim and Halo and Fallout. And
yeah,
we're the bumper music during their online convention that they're doing.
Oh, that's cool.
And they're going to be airing three songs from this live set that we recorded.
Wow.
And then we're going to release the entire show on YouTube and all that. So everybody will get a chance to see
That's going to be awesome. Wow.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward
to it. Do you think you're going to have the same energy? I mean, it's not going to be the same, obviously, but
no, not even remotely. I mean, the whole thing going through my mind during like the filming and whatever was just like, God, I'm out of shape. I'm a guy who likes to go to the gym every day and do all the stuff, you know, and it's just nothing prepares you, you know, there's nothing quite like it. And, you know, I can sing every day, but it's just kind of like putting my training wheels back on, so to speak, because it's like you kind of, you know, you don't know how to ride the bike anymore. It's just,
been a while.
If you're not doing it all the time, it's really hard to just kind of pick it up. And I think that was a genuine thing, you know, from just me and the guys. But we gave it our damnedest, you know. So I think it came out pretty
fair
good.
Enough. Yeah, I mean that's the thing too across the board. That's what this whole show was designed to actually be a in-person show. We had a venue lined up, we had all this stuff lined up, and then COVID hit and changed all of those plans. So we literally had to change the focus on everything. We had to build sets, we had to do all this stuff, all this fancy stuff you see in the back here, hand built. I did that. Parker did his as well. We've kind of had to, you know, you gotta go with the times. You get whatever is necessary to make whatever you want to happen. You got to do that. So you know, it's one of those things where what are you gonna do? But
you just buy all the equipment before it all sells out, because what was happening is everybody was going in to buy all this stuff to do these similar scenarios. Of course, it was unreal. So luckily me and Eric were like, hey man, let's go ahead and make the move to go to digital, and went out and bought the camera. And luckily I'm sure Roadrunner Records probably had all of that equipment for you guys already. So
yeah, they were already doing stuff with bands like Fever 333 and other Roadrunner acts.
Love them.
And so it was like, they're like, hey, you know, you guys should do something. And of course, we got like a week to figure it out, as all of these things are always like, it's like, well, you're doing this. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I haven't done a full on like Joyce Wolf show in neon. So this is going to go really good, you know? So it was, yeah. So I kind of just had to like throw myself into it and really practice really hard. And I couldn't practice too hard because then I'd be too tired. And so just trying to get myself back into some semblance of shape, like in, you know, the 7 days I had to prepare. But, you know, like I said, you just kind of roll with it. I mean, I'm used to obstacles being in the way of getting things done. So wasn't anything new to me.
Wasn't like it. Yeah. It wasn't something where it was an obstacle too much. You had to just figure out how to get over it and move around it.
You just had to go. I just go for it. Like, I'm one of those people that just goes for it and asks questions later, which has done both good and bad things for my life and career. So
get that.
Mostly good.
Yeah. So are you guys able to practice at all, or are you just kind of?
We were quarantined like the entire freaking time for the most part, you know. Like when we went out, it was just for small things, like everyone, you know, go get some groceries and normal things like that. And, you know, we only seem to go out when it's Joyce Wolf stuff that needs to be done, you know. And we have a practice space over in Santa Ana that we go and mess around in. And we're there a couple times a week. Right. And, you know, we just kind of been getting back into the swing of things, you know, and all the stuff that we've been doing lately, which has been a lot of stuff. Like we have a lot of stuff that's going to come out in the next like 2 months. Wow. So, I mean, a lot. Like,
so you've been busy is what you're trying to say.
Trying to keep as busy as we can be, you know. Like,
well, and that is so relative. That's kind of so with everything. I know there are some obvious things that you've had to change because of COVID, because of these things. But what are some things that you've had that you've learned that are maybe something that you'll carry over even after COVID? Is there anything that, you know, that's come to light where you're like, oh, this is actually kind of cool. Let's just continue doing this.
No.
No.
I've always been kind of like, at least like for my personal like sanitation, I've always kind of been that way. It's like washing my hands and smelling good, being relatively clean and germ free. You know, that's something that I've always kind of been. So that's not too different now. I think all it's really done is just made me appreciate the things that I've done and the things that I've had and the friends that I have, and, you know, especially the dudes in Joyce Wolf, my guys, you know. And just that it's like, it was really easy for you to fall into this point of like, this is the end, you know, you get into that headspace, especially the first couple of months was very tough, as it was for everyone.
I imagine so, yeah.
You know, and for a workaholic like me, it's absolutely the worst thing like possible, because all I want to do is be busy. Like, I will gladly pile on a bunch of things that nobody wants to do just so I have something to do, you know? Like,
Me and Eric are the same way. We call each other every day and we're like, hey man, I don't have anything to do. Go ahead and pile something up in that email. Let's get it going. And he was like, you know what? Let's call Nick Reese. Let's get him on the show and let's talk about Joyce Wolf.
Isn't he from Roadrunner Records?
You're right. Roadrunner Records.
I thought so. Speaking of Roadrunner Records, randomly, I found some cool stuff that was said about Joyce Wolf. And this was from, I guess it was an interview, but it's online on the Daily Pilot. Ben Brazil over there, I guess, guys.
I don't believe
it. No, it's on the internet. It's got to be true. But Dave Rath, the senior vice president of A&R at Roadrunner Records, said that he said over the phone, he knew the band had what it takes to be successful when he saw them perform live in October at the Aftershock Festival in Sacramento. These guys can play, Rath said. They have total command of their instruments. They have fire in their fingers. Nick, let me see your fingers real quick. Let me see your fingers. Yes. Let me see them. Whoa. Yeah. That's crazy.
I totally saw it.
It's
going to
be
in post. And then I have to delete that because you said add it in post and everybody's going to know that I added it in post. So I'm going to have to delete this whole thing because it's a whole mix of craziness.
So wait, do a pause, and then do that thing again.
I'm not editing anything. This is going to be awesome. But no, I think that for, coming from, you know, coming from the vice president of A&R, which is I feel like that's a pretty big deal. That,
I mean, I deal with Dave a lot at this point. So for you, big deal. For me, every 4 hours on a, yeah, every day, a random email chain. You know, he's from New York. You know, he's from New York. You know, from Manhattan.
Caps, yeah. Caps, yeah.
Manhattan, yeah. You know, it's like, you know, he's like, we need to keep sharp. You know, you just gotta keep out pumping out the songs, you know, pumping out the songs.
I'm gonna look up a sound bite from him, and I'm gonna find out if that's a pretty accurate
song. Oh, right. Trust me, it is.
All right, I'm gonna put them side by side.
You know, we have jokes for him, like, where it's like Dave with a telescope, and he's like looking out at the scene. He's like, "What are you looking at, Dave? I'm looking at songs.
I gotta find the songs.
Songs.
Wow."
Dave Rath. He's with Roadrunner, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's with Roadrunner.
Well, they're A&R, I think, at Roadrunner. Okay. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. But no, yeah, that was actually what got us our record deal, which I am very prideful of to this day, was one live performance at Aftershock Festival back in 2018.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
And that, or sorry, 2017.
Right.
Yeah, time flies. And yeah, that's all it was. I just remember that show. Like, we had done our first tour. We played a bunch of little festivals. It was like our first shows outside of California. You know, went from playing clubs in LA to playing in like Wisconsin at Sonic Boom Festival and playing at Rock Allegiance Fest. We played it louder than life. Yeah. That was the second show we ever played.
Wow.
You know, and you know, we were like,
year was that? Do you remember louder than life? Which one were you?
2017.
Eric,
I
want to
say
we were. Yeah.
Went on right before Van Fleet did. So.
We probably saw you
Oh,
then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We were probably in the media tent.
I was in the media tent a lot that day. So maybe. It's quite possible.
And by media tent, we mean picnic tables.
Exactly.
On the side of the stage.
Yes. Where you can hear all the 808 sub.
Right. It definitely wasn't the luxury of Rock on the Range, where we actually had AC tents. And
I love Rock. I was at Rock on the Range. We were at Rock on the Range in 2018. Did all of those ones. We did all of the spring ones that following. Yeah, we jumped right into it. And here's a great little story about Roadrunner Records. Corey Taylor. We were playing our first show at Sonic Boom Festival, and he was playing with Stone Sour that night. And our friend was videotaping our set. You know, our friend who was on the road with us, and he pans over to the side and is like, "It's Corey Taylor standing there rocking out to what we were playing."
That's cool.
Like the finale of our song. And we met him afterwards, and he's like, "You guys are great," and he was super nice. Super nice to us. I was so nervous that I was like, "I love your record." Iowa. I wanted to say Iowa. I know the name of the record. I've heard it a million times. This is before Roadrunner, before Dave saw us and everything. But this was like the first kind of utterance of our name in that camp, because I met him again the next day at I gotta tell the funny story. Sorry. So yeah, I was talking to him, and I was so nervous that I called Iowa.
Everybody does. Yeah.
And I was like, and he was like, and the guys looked at me like, you know, and I was like, I mean, I'm sorry. I did, you know, and you could tell, but it was so funny because he always got that low voice. So he's like, "I will never forgive you," you know, like, and it was really, really funny. And we've met him so many, we've hung out with him so many times since then. And you know, now we're like label mates, which is weird to say.
Roadrunner.
But So he ended up being like, "Nah, it's okay." Some dude the other week, like last week, called it Idaho, and it just took all of the you know, the tension out of it. And but I got to hang out with him at Louder Than Life for a little bit, and I gave him our demo disc, and he took it. I'll never forget him being like, "Yeah," and he put it in his back pocket, and that was that. But what was great right before that is I was walking around with him, just kind of talking with him. And then he walked up and Lacuna Coil was there. And he walked up to Lacuna Coil and he like brought me with him. He's like, "Yeah, come on." He's like, "Hey, guys." And they're like, "Oh, hey, Corey." He's saying hello to them. And it's like, "This is Nick, from the singer. He's from the band Joyous Wolf." And they're like, "Oh, yeah." And I'm like, "This is the weirdest
that is, yeah.
ever happened." at that point, weirder things have happened since then, trust me. But that was like the first time where I was like, is this freaking happening? Like the dude that used to terrify me when I was in seventh grade, you know, like is like my friend, you know, is like being super cool to me. And it was one of the coolest things.
Well, and then that's one of the things that, that Parker and I have experienced when we were actually in radio, is that we would do these, you know, acoustic shows. Sometimes the bands would come to the radio station, do acoustic shows right before their show at night, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Well, it was interesting to us to meet these people because sometimes these people weren't cool at all. Sometimes you wanted to punch them in the face, and sometimes you did punch them in the face, which is probably why we're not in radio now that I think about it, Parker. But it's always good. It's always good. Even if you meet like five bad ones and you meet that one good one, you're just like, okay, good. There's at least one good one that's still out there that's still not, you know, a douchebag. That
I'm going to tell you right now, man, I've been extraordinarily lucky, or maybe I'm just, I got a face to like, okay, I'll be nice to this kid. Like, I don't know what it is, but everyone that I've had an interaction with, whether it's Billy Idol, Dave Grohl, you know, Queens of the Stone Age, you know, Stone Temple Pilots, everybody that I've met that has been a hero of mine.
Yeah.
I've been nothing but so kind and so
that was our experience too with every one of those we worked with them pretty much almost all of them. Dave when he did his Sonic Highways HBO documentaries and stuff, he came to Nashville, and of course Nashville's on it, and I was in there's a venue called The Basement in Nashville, and I was standing watching the documentary. I knew like the Foo, some of the guys were going to be showing up, and I looked to my right and literally Dave is standing right next to me, and I was just kind of like,
Hey Dave.
And he was like, what up, man? And we just kept watching the doc, man, you know. And then by the next thing you know, dude, it was like one of those moments. I was standing outside talking about Indian motorcycles with smoking a cigar and drinking a classy PBR with Dave Grohl, man. That was a cool night. That was cool.
Yeah, I have a great story for that too. This is one of my crowning achievements, because I'm a lot, and I know that. And I thank you to all the people who put up with me on a daily basis. But just throwing that out there into the universe.
Especially Roadrunner Records.
Oh, man. Yeah. But no, when I met Dave, when the guys and I met Dave, it was unfortunate because Robert had my drummer had things with his legs, something he had contracted, some sort of random thing that made his legs swell up, and he had to go and he had to stay off because we were just going there for press. And then it just turned out, we're like, hey, let's go see Billy Idol play. And I was in the VIP section, and I watched Billy Idol do Dancing with Myself live, which was one of the coolest things ever for me. You know, there's a certain things where I'm like, all I think about is in the Wedding Singer when he's on the plane. Yeah. Move out of the way, Billy Idol, you know? Yeah. But no, so I saw that, and that was awesome. And I went back, and I was standing backstage with Greg and Blake and Pat Smear and other, you know, Queens of the Stone Age members and stuff. They're all walking by, and I'm like, Pat Smear. And he looked over at me, and he just goes, dude, and keeps walking. And he came back later, and he like kind of stopped and was like, so who are you guys, you know? And I was like, oh, you know, I'm in a band. And I was like, in my mind, I was like, do you want to see me do something really stupid? And he's like, yeah. So I did one of my crazy acrobatic routines in front of him. And he like was like, dude. And he went over. He's like, Dave needs to see this. And I'm like, what? You know, this is a true story. I swear, I'm not making any of this up. And he walks over and brings, like, I had no plans of going. I'm not one of those people. I don't want to go up and be like, hey, how's it going? You know, like,
yeah.
And he brought him to me, and he's like, do the thing again. And I did it again. I don't forget, Dave, like, and I have photos of this, so you know that I'm not making this up. And thankfully, Daniel Gawley, good friend Daniel Gawley, in the clutch with the camera. He was like, Dave's reaction was amazing. He just jumped and like, what the fuck was that? You know, and he's like, that's fucking awesome. And we started talking, and I had he remembered because I went to the radio station here at KLOS once when him and Taylor were hosting Jonesy's Jukebox, and he remembered that, and it was like a thing that he remembered. He's like, yeah, actually, no, yeah,
that's cool.
And so it was like, we ended up getting to talk for a while, and Robert, you know, was of course, you know, his hero is right here. His drumming hero is Dave, and or one of them anyways. And I'm like, I need to do something, because I've done this before. Whenever I meet Robert's favorite drummers, I always get them to make a video where they're like, you know, hey, Rob, keep practicing or whatever, you know, like, because I'm a jackass. It's all because I love him.
Love you.
That's so awesome. I was like, hey, my friend, he hurt his legs. Like, you know, his legs are hurt. He's sitting back at our condo that we're staying at. Could you make a video for him? And this video is on the Joyous Wolf Instagram. If you go and you can go and find it. And it's just Dave being like, hey, Robert, by the way, I'm under the small assumption that Dave may have been high.
But weird. I don't know why you would think that.
But it's because he's just like, I got three words for you. No, four words. Don't be a fucking pussy, which is, you know. So he says that, and it was one of the, and it's a great picture of me and Blake, like, looking at the phone, and, like, Dave is being like, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to find Dave, that. I want to find that on the, you said Instagram?
Yeah. So later after that, we're like freaking out, like, dude, that was so amazing. And then Greg's like, holy fuck. And I turn around and it's what? Josh Homme. Like, not, oh. Like, oh no, like, uncomfortably close. Like, oh my, like, this close.
What?
Is, you know, and he's huge. So I'm like up to his what chest. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, and he's like, these dudes are lame. And he's talking about the Billy Idol people because they wouldn't let him watch, you know? They wouldn't let them watch.
Wouldn't let them watch? Crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. But he's like, you guys should come and watch us, you know? And it was like,
okay,
all right. So we got to go side stage. It was just us and like a few, like, loose number of people. You had to get like a little, you know, badge from them. Yep. Up there, and we're standing there, and we watched Queens of the Stone Age live, and it was incredible. And then right after that, we went right back to that other stage and we watched the Foo Fighters play live.
Oh, that's so awesome.
That was one of the greatest days of my life. Nothing was more like, wow, I need to work harder, when I heard everybody and like all the people of that entire festival singing My Hero.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was one of the craziest experiences of my life, where I was truly like, this is something different, you know?
Well, and that's exactly what I want. Yeah, this is what I want. This is where I'm supposed to be. This is, I love where I'm at right now. Yes, exactly. Now, would you say, and I've asked this question to a few different rock stars. That's right. I'm calling you a rock star. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Rock star. Yeah.
Rock star. Doesn't matter. You're still a rock star. Still going to happen.
You're still a rock star. If you're on Roadrunner Records, you are
That's right.
A rock star.
Roadrunner Records.
Thank you.
Right, Eric?
Roadrunner.
Roadrunner Records.
Would you, I know this is kind of a loaded question, nothing crazy, but would you rather play a festival or would you rather play like a venue?
Am I opening for a band or is it my show?
You are the show.
So if it's at a club, it's our gig. Probably that. It's really tough. It's so different. Like, a festival is like, okay, everyone's here to watch music, and they're all, and that's a really different energy, and they're all really stoked to hear anything. And, you know, and just to, you know, that's true. Like, but when it's your show and everybody's there for you to listen to you, and they know your songs, and you're getting, you can feel the excitement when you play the one that they want to hear. That's a very new thing for the guys and I, when just a couple of shows we've done like that. Because usually we've just been supporting the last couple of years, but when, you know, but I love that. It's just such a feeling of like, they're like, oh my God, it's this song, you know. I can feel them. I can feel them do that, and I'm like, it just makes me feel like, oh God, that's so cool. We wrote
that, is cool.
Somebody thinks is worth
that. Yeah,
is worth being excited.
That's exactly
over,
so. How I feel when my mom sings my songs. It's totally amazing that she knows my songs. Just makes me happy. Makes me happy inside.
I mean, like recently, like the main station here picked up our song, and they're playing us a lot now, and just getting texts from people being like, dude, just heard you
on radio. What station is that? Do you know?
It's KLOS, 95.5 KLOS. They support new rock, man, real hard. Yeah. And, you know,
dude, that's
bless
cool.
Them.
That's, you know, and that's the thing, though. Like, a lot of radio stations are not really doing that. Like, there's a few that say they do, but most of the radio stations just don't care.
Yeah, they really don't. I love a lot of the alternative stations down here playing you all the newest alternative. I'm like, oh, that song's not 30 years old. All right.
This was from 30 years ago. This whole show was from 30 years ago. Oh, okay, cool. Wow, that's awesome. Anyway, LA. Roadrunner Records. No, nothing. Okay.
but yeah, freaking playing to an audience that knows your stuff. Again, I haven't been to a point yet where I play in front of a festival audience that knows my stuff. So that might be a whole other.
If COVID happened,
whole other experience.
You probably would have experienced that at some point, because there. Well, it's good though, because now you can kind of. Well, I mean, it sucks at the same time, but it's still pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it's. I mean, as lousy as things are, they're pretty great for being lousy.
What is COVID? Records. What is that?
I don't know.
Roadrunner Records.
Yeah. Anyway, rock and roll. So, now, if you're when you decided to get signed,
we're like, you know what? Fuck this. Like, let's call make it happen. Let's call them up and hey. Did you sign us? Yeah, sure.
That's exactly how verbatim. Yeah. That's how Google. That's how it happened.
That's my least favorite question in the world that people ask me. How'd you get signed? Like, it's like, it's one. I take it very disrespectfully because I'm like, we played. Yeah, and we were okay. Yeah. We played, and apparently we were terrible. Somebody liked us enough to put us on a label. Why not?
That's how we did it.
Yeah.
Why would somebody ask that?
They ask it a lot. I get asked it a lot. And I'm always very brutally honest with that question. I'm like, it was not this thing. I didn't have a relative that knew somebody. Like, and we take a lot of pride in that. We just went out and played, and people looked up when we did. And that was what was important.
Yeah.
And still is what's
so
most important.
So looking down the road, looking past COVID, so 2021 apparently, what's happening? Yeah. What's happening? What's going on with Joyous Wolf? Where are we headed? What's going on?
You know, we're writing a record, writing a full length, and taking our sweet time. All we have is time right now. So,
right.
We released a new single about a month ago, and a half ago called Odyssey. And people have been digging it a lot. And that makes me feel really good about it.
Yes.
Who did the cartoon for the video?
It was a company from South America, funny enough.
The difference between doing a cartoon and doing a real one, what was the decision on that? Was it just something that you thought would be?
I think it was just an opportunity to do it, and I think it was just to explore that. And I think it was very interesting, you know, just fitting thematically, and it fit very well thematically with what I've been writing about, and I'm writing all the music right now about Homer's The Odyssey, which is, I have a really strange obsession with antiquity. And I just thought, like, I want to, you know, that was the goal. Let's take something needlessly complicated and make it into songs that anyone can enjoy. That was the challenge. You know, I always tried to challenge myself, and that was the challenge that I wanted to do. And that first song, Odyssey, was like me being like, okay, I can do this. And I know what I want to do moving forward.
How long did that cartoon style take to make? Wow.
Couple of months, I think.
That's it's actually it turned out really
cool. I showed it to my kiddo, man. He was just,
I mean, that was kind of the thing, is like, you know, to do something that, I mean, I'm tired, especially just me speaking for myself, I'm tired of all of the rock and roll tropes, you know? I how I dress now, and I'm making it very clear in the live concert that we're gonna have released and whatever, is that I really just, and I've already kind of have, like, just I hate the rock and roll machismo thing of, like, you gotta be covered in tattoos, you gotta be a freaking chain smoking cigarettes, and you gotta sing about girls and cars and you know, getting lucky I like that just fine, but as far as, like, if you want to turn me off really easily, like, if it's like new rock music, oh, check out this new rock song, and I hear that and it's that, I'm just like, oh, whatever.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it's like, not saying that it's necessarily bad, just not what I'm into. I just like, I want more, I want more, and I feel like we haven't gotten a lot more from rock bands in a while. And, you know, like Rival Sons is like the first like eyebrow raiser in forever, you know.
Rival
like,
Sons is really good.
Yeah, their new record that they had released, Feral Roots, to me was they were robbed at the Grammys, like the fact that they didn't win Best Rock Record, because it really was the only real rock record on there.
Yeah.
And the songs are great, and it's a shame. You know, and like, you know, they are kind of weirdly uncredited for the new rock outcropping, because they are the ones who were doing all the hard work for everybody since 2009, when they, you know, they're from SoCal too, and they were always kicking around, you know, we always knew about them, and I went and saw them back in 2015, you know, really early on in Joyous Wolf time, and it was really inspiring. Yeah, you know, like they definitely deserve more credit.
Well, it sounds like they need a documentary done on them, so people can understand what, you know, what they really mean and what.
Yeah, you know, someday, you know, again, if anyone ever asks me, like, oh, you know, who do you give this to? It's like I give it to them, no matter what, you know, no and ifs or buts. And also, you know, being a singer, there is no one better in modern rock music than J. Buchanan. Nobody. If anyone tries to come at me with that,
I will fight you.
You can take your ass right outside, you know. Yeah, like Miles Kennedy and Jay are kind of the just the pivot points, you know. They're just between the two of them, like there's just no one stacks up to them in modern settings, you know. Like to me, like Feral Roots was the best record since Audioslave's self-titled back in 2003. Wow. So you know, and that's the level of it was at, you know. And again, it's a shame it didn't win that award, which means relatively nothing, honestly, but still it means something to the rock community, because they don't even air rock anymore, you know.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's one reason we wanted to have you on too, man, just to really, you know, appreciate the true rock and roll spirit, man. And you've definitely brought that to us tonight, just talking.
Yes.
It's very cool to you know, be able to share those experiences and stuff, man. I can relate. Me and Eric both, again, we were in radio for how long, Eric? Probably about 35 years. And it's just when you meet somebody that understands like real rock and the meaning behind it, the feelings behind it, man, we're very what's the word, Eric? Drunk.
Yes.
Yeah. Twice.
I mean, again, it's just what I do. It's what I love to do. And just going back to the question from earlier, the answer for more of it is we have another single coming out soon. It's going to be a whopper. Sounds delicious. I can't wait to see what people think of this. you know, and then honestly, 2021, you know, hope to release said new record when it will be done, whenever that'll be. And
now, are you guys able to go into the studio, or do you have, how do you record now?
We can. I mean, we can, because it's like very, you know, because there's not too many people, you know. It's like maybe, you know, the four of us and two other people.
Pretty easy scenario then.
So
nice.
Yeah, it's not difficult. I mean, if that, you know, I went and finished vocals on a song the other day, and it's just me and my producer, wearing masks. And
ooh, you know, that reminds me of another band that I believe plays for this label.
Masks.
Oh, Roadrunner Records, I believe is the label. Slipknot.
Yeah. Yes.
They wear masks when they play.
Yes, they do.
No, they've actually been coined as experts on the matter of mask wearing. So they have some things to say about mask wearing.
Yes.
I did see a meme where it was like, if Corey Taylor can do a set in a mask, you can.
Yeah. Well, there was actually a write-up. Somebody did an article on them. They interviewed them and said, what are your thoughts on wearing masks? And they went through like the whole, you know, the whole song and dance about, you know, it's not really that fun to wear the mask. But it looks cool, and it's something that, you know, that is us. So Jay from the drummer over there, he had some things to say about it too. He's like, just do it. Just wear, you know, you just got to do it. Just do it.
Just do it. Yeah.
Just wear your damn mask.
You know, like I don't like going out. You know, I don't like the idea of possibly contributing to something.
Plus,
you know,
plus death.
That would hurt somebody else. You know,
right?
Yeah. That within itself is just enough to keep me away. And you know, I think really all of that is just just people being people, and that's a sad conclusion, you know.
Yeah.
And that's and that you just, you know, no matter what you do, it's gonna pop that way, you know. People are just gonna act that way.
And Eric, he puts a lot of work into his mask. If you look at it, he actually goes and he trims his armpit hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he glues it on every morning to make it. So before the show, I actually saw him. He was in the bathroom just kind of gluing it on. I was like, man, it's good. I think you got enough hair on your mask, dude. It looks like a beard now. It's good.
Yeah. You know, so 2021, just hoping for more of that, you know. And just as far as the rest of this year, just try to do anything and everything that we can. You know, we're releasing a lot of fun stuff that's going to come out, and I think people are really going to dig it. And honestly, I think we'll have one of the best looking live streams for live concert streams.
Good.
I think I can say that with confidence. And speaking of, you know, being who you are, like I was saying earlier, is like I like to dress very flashy, and I like people to know, get very well acquainted with my nipples.
All right.
With my sheer clothing. I love sheer clothing. I don't know. I don't feel like myself unless I'm as loud as the clothes I wear.
Dig it. Dig it.
Understood.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Reese of Joyous Wolf. Nick, where do we find you on online, socials, all that stuff?
You can find me just Nick Reese on Instagram. You can do Joyous Wolf music on Instagram. Literally just Google Joyous Wolf and you will find the breadcrumb trail to me. But also one last thing, if I may plug something, is I have a show where I talk with singers, and it's called Singer Speaking. And I do it all live on Instagram, and I post it to YouTube, and I've already done episodes with Luke from The Struts.
Nice.
Justin Benlolo from Broken Love. Chris Jericho from Fozzy.
Nice.
Landon Milbourne from Goodbye June. Cody Bowles from Crownlands. All the new rock cats that are good friends and pals of mine. And the last guest I have, my episode is coming out tomorrow, is with Jeff Tate from Queensryche.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so at Singers Speaking on Instagram, if you want to check some of that stuff out. And you can do Singers Speaking on YouTube on my Volume 11 magazine YouTube channel. And
dude, that sounds pretty awesome. Actually, I would checking that out. I saw that earlier and I totally forgot to put it on my list of things to talk about because it's my first day apparently. So but yeah, no, that's
it's all good, man.
It's my first day.
He's new.
First day. Anyway, rock and roll. Nick, thank you so much for coming on the show this week. Good luck to you guys. I know it's kind of weird right now, but 2021 is going to be an amazing year. We've got some good say that live show again coming up for you guys.
It's not a concrete date, but it's the Bethesda Gaming Convention, so be relatively soon. I don't know an exact date on that, but it will be soon. There'll be announcements. Just follow us anywhere on Joyous Wolf, anywhere.
Appreciate you coming on the show. Nice. And good luck to you guys on your future endeavors. Roadrunner Records.
Thanks.
But everyone else, thank you so much for tuning in to the show again this week. We look forward to seeing you next week. Find us online, ericblackwasier.com/rockcast. Go check it out. Go subscribe to everything that you've seen here and heard here today. It all deserves it. It's all good music. It's all good good times. He's going to keep this going, isn't he?
One more thing. If anyone here is from Joyous Wolfland, please support Eric and Parker. And get it done and subscribe to Rockcast.
Appreciate that.
All right, guys. We'll see you again next week. I'm Eric Black, Parker Minor, Nick. See you guys.
Peace and love.
See you next time.